Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Wednesday, the 18th of May. There's our weather wisdom for today. A beautiful morning right now. Sunny skies will be developing once it gets up here. It's 5:08. It's coming up shortly. Can already see the blue, a couple of little clouds out there, but in general, it's going to be a nice day. A little breezy at times, temperatures in the lower 70s. I'd say this is an ideal May day. Remember, if you have planted anything, as I've been reminding you for weeks, you need to water it. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, temperatures down near 50. There might be a couple of showers here tomorrow, especially the first part of the day. It's going to be cooler, a little breezy, temperatures in the 60s. There's a chance we'll get a tenth of an inch. If the thing overperformed, we'd end up with a little more than that. The way that we're going, you get into these patterns, drought begets drought. We're not in an official drought yet. The way this is going, we're going to be, but we'll see. And it takes the sort of atmosphere to change before we really start seeing some rain. So this little thing coming in here for tomorrow, I think, yeah, it's probably going to, something's going to come out of the sky, but it's not going to be really beneficial. And that will be a problem here this weekend. I'll tell you why in a second. So it's cool tomorrow night. Temperatures down in the 50s. We're up near 80 on Friday with sunny skies developing as winds flip around. And then Saturday is very hot. We're 90 to 95. Sunday is very hot. We're in the mid to upper 90s in some areas. A couple of the models are spinning out 100-degree maximum temperatures just away from the 128 belt on Sunday before a cold front comes through. That is incredible. That is very, very hot, and that is going to crisp up a lot of plants here. It's important that if you have put in things like tomatoes and peppers and all those things, and they're going to be in full sun 2 days in the mid-90s like that, you need to really be sure that they're watered. If they're not looking too good, you might want to take like a sheet or something like that and cover them up just to protect them from all that strong sun. I suspect that if you've put some houseplants out recently with that kind of heat, they'll probably burn up. So I would move them into the shade just to protect them. As we get to Monday, things will get back towards normal into the lower 70s. I did look, I was curious, 97 degrees is the highest temperature ever in May, set back in 1880 on the 26th. More recently in 2017 on the 18th, it hit 95 degrees. It also hit 94 in 2013 and 2010 in May, the 31st and the 26th respectively. So we can get big heat like this. If Boston got to 98, that would be an all-time May record. I don't think we'll get there just because of the trajectory of the wind. We really would need more of a westerly wind to get that hot at Logan Airport. It's not impossible, but I think it's pretty unlikely that we'll get that warm. But it is going to be very hot, especially for you folks inland. Just be aware of this as we head into the end of the week, and especially, obviously, this weekend. Have a great morning.